Showers become likely Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night, and high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday, upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills vs. Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Network, I'm Andrew James. Registered sex offender David Kane was arrested at Davis Elementary School. School officials say Kane was turned away from campus after not being able to provide a valid reason for being there. He later made it inside the school after a visitor opened a door. He is now being held on $15,000 bond. After complaints of celebratory gunfire on New Year's Eve, city officials say they're looking into new solutions for this problem. Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange says new technology is on the way for the police department. And Prattville police are looking for a missing teen. They say 14-year-old Bradley Blake was last seen leaving his dad's house in Prattville Tuesday. He may be headed to his mom's house in Sylacauga. Police say he was last seen wearing a red hoodie. If you have any information, please call Prattville Police. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
More browsing, more binging, more streaming, more savings. With WOW, you can get super fast internet for $29.99 per month when you add our most popular TV package for just $35 more per month. That's everything you need to keep everyone entertained and save more than $500. Get 100 meg internet for $29.99 per month when you add TV for just $35 more per month with the two-year agreement. Call 1-855-WOWWAY2 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
As the standoff grows longer, an unusual moment in the Situation Room. Top Democrats say the president stormed out of the White House talks with congressional leaders.
When Leader Pelosi said she didn't agree with the wall, he just walked out and said, "We have nothing to discuss."
Winter weather alerts from West Virginia all the way up to Maine. Lake effect snow already across the Northeast.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein plans to resign in the next few weeks.
The scratch-off ticket worth $10 million and the arrest. A California man was taken into custody at a state lottery office as he tried to cash in the ticket. Police had been tipped off by his roommate.
The NFL is dropping efforts to fight dementia diagnoses in a landmark concussion case.
After lawyers for players accused the league of trying to delay payments.
Nationwide manhunt for a suspect in an armored car robbery in Louisville, Kentucky. He's the guard for the truck. He's now missing, and so is $850,000 in cash.
Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos and his wife will divorce after 25 years. Their split could be the costliest divorce in history.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Talk 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday. A couple of reminders here. I went by Fresh Market yesterday, and there was several things that were not on the ad on their website. One is a bone-in ribeye that's on sale that looked really good, very thick cut, which is how I like them, particularly when I do them in the precision cooker. But they have several things, including the Colossus shrimp for $12.99 a pound, and those are like little lobsters. So reminder there, and the first-time callers, you can get in for the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card, $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Then any caller can get in for the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket, $60 value. What's in that gift basket? Things that you put in it from Sweet Creek Farm Market, the place to be if you want great, fresh, great-tasting food. Let's go back into this press conference, and we're going to hear from the Lieutenant Governor next, and I normally would not take him, but he does say some things that are kind of interesting.
With you that our state troopers seized 94.5 pounds of fentanyl last year, which on the street breaks down to 21 million lethal doses. 21 million lethal doses. And we talk about our opioid crisis. To those of you who say this is a manufactured crisis, it's a manufactured cover-up by your opposition. We had 500,000 people apprehended crossing the border from San Diego to Brownsville last year, more than half in Texas, and most of those in this sector between Brownsville and Falcon Dam. We need the wall. We need the fencing. We have 54 miles. You're about to build 22 more miles, which leaves about 128 miles. On the other side of the border here, about 10 miles away, Mr. President, there's a city of a million people, Reynosa, without a police force. Every night, running gunfights in the streets between the Mexican Marines and the cartels. Just 8 miles from here. And anyone who says we don't need a fence or a wall or a barrier or more law enforcement, they're deceiving the American people. Yeah. So you're right, Mr. President, and we're with you.
And they say it's immoral. What's immoral is all the killing that's taking place by people just walking across.
They're deceiving the American people. That's
they
immoral.
They are. And they know better. And they all know. Okay. It's an indefensible position. And even people that aren't into it like we are, where we're studying it and working and we want to end it and we can end it, everybody knows that what we're saying is right. They can't.
And the economic impact to the country in Texas, we have a million students who aren't proficient or don't speak English, and these are good people that want to come here, but there's a tremendous cost to the taxpayer. That's about one out of every five students. The health care cost and the humanitarian cost. No one should have to die trying to come to America. And the Democrat opposition is creating that situation.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I want to thank you. And I think a lot of people are getting it now because it's very simple. It's not complex.
That was good.
If we don't have a barrier, a very substantial barrier of some kind, you're never going to be able to solve this problem. And everybody gets it, whether you're educated in this world or not educated in this world. You don't have to be at all. They all get it. And that's why you see Congress now. Democrats in Congress are coming out and saying, hey, we don't like this subject. It was just a big article. I won't give your competition the publicity, but there was a big article in a very important media outlet that just came out where a lot of the young Democrats just elected to office are breaking up and they're saying, hey, wait a minute, this our position, meaning the Democrats' position of no barrier, no wall, is indefensible. And it's going to happen. It's going to happen more and more because it's common sense. Mark, would you say something, please? You've done a great job.
Well, Mr. President, I'd like to say that, as you well know, the Department of Defense is fully supporting the Department of Homeland Security and Customs and Border Patrol with thousands of service members from multiple components, and we continue to lean forward and willing to support in the mission as we look ahead.
And I called on you and I called on the Department of Defense to come down and help because we had caravans forming. We have another one forming, believe it or not, in Honduras, and we pay them tens of millions of dollars. They do nothing for us. They do nothing. And if you think that country is trying to stop, don't believe it, okay? And that goes for Guatemala, that goes for El Salvador. If they want to stop it, they can stop it. But they form, and then they come in through Mexico, they break in, and you saw what happened. They broke in because they didn't have the wall. And I think they're thinking about building a wall on their southern border now. But I want to thank the military. They've been incredible. They came up. And from day one, they worked. Nobody's seen anybody work like that. And they put the essentially barbed wire, but it's called barbed wire times 10. And it was very effective, to put it mildly, very effective. Without that, we would have been, it would have been a stampede right into our country. So I just want to thank the military. I know you're still working with us on it. Unfortunately, I have to tell you that they have another one forming, and we'll handle that as it happens. And we're working with Mexico. We appreciate that. But we're working with Mexico very much. Attorney General, please say a few words.
Sure. And thank you so much for coming to the border. So many people in Washington talk about the borders that they know what's going on and they don't come down here. So thank you. Also, thank you for your vision, your persistence, your willingness to stand up. I think like no other leader we've had, president or non-president, you've done more for border security to push this forward. And look, we have two stories, horrific stories of people losing their lives. And in Texas, unfortunately, you're not the only two families that have suffered. We keep track of statistics in Texas related to border security. Our state police has addressed hundreds of thousands of crimes, hundreds of homicides. And so we have hundreds of thousands of stories just like this that have affected real people and our families in Texas. And so thank you for addressing that. We also hear that the narrative is that the wall won't work. If you go to El Paso, we put up a barrier there. I think it was under the Bush administration. It's over 100 miles long. El Paso used to have one of the highest crime rates in America. After that fence went up and separated Juarez, which is still has extremely high crime rate, the crime rates in El Paso are now some of the lowest in the country, so we know it works. So the narrative is incorrect, and we've tested it in Texas. And finally, I wanted to say something about your comments about human trafficking. I started a human trafficking unit my first year in office, and I did it because, largely because of the border. We have the second highest human trafficking rate in the country. Over 300,000 people are victims of that crime every year. That's this, the research. Houston is the worst city in America, and so we're addressing that, and border security will clearly have a positive impact on those horrible and horrific statistics that are affecting our women and our children. So thank you very much, Mr. President.
And thank you very much. What you're saying
is go to the phones. You're going to Rick. Welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Thank you, Dan, and as usual, fantastic show. You know, all these facts, all this testimony, and yet you'll have Pelosi, she didn't even want to hear the facts, and that's what she said in the meeting with the Homeland Security. I dispute your facts. She didn't offer any alternative facts. She didn't prove hers at all. So it's astounding to me how they're, I want to call it manufactured, I'll use their word, their manufactured lack of a crisis. I think it's one other point related. I think it's interesting, and I can't remember her name other than AOC, the Democrat from New York.
Oh, Cortez, yeah.
Right. Cortez was on Rachel Maddow's show the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And trashing ICE. However, she voted to support or to fund ICE just the week before. And so how is there all this hypocrisy? You know, we do all this stuff about campaign reform and all this how about we reform the networks and start holding networks accountable for this false, and I'll use Trump's phrase, but fake news. They have no standards. So how do we fix that?
Well, the only way you can fix it is voting with your feet, and their ratings are dropping, so that's a good thing, but they don't realize, they think it's dropping because there's more outlets that are out there versus they don't like their outlet. And if you can get them to feel it in the pocketbook, that's when they start changing. But it's hard for them to do it. Comcast, in their annual report 5 years ago, when they bought NBC, said, we're going to get across the progressive message through these media outlets. They said that in their annual report.
It's astounding to me.
It really is, Rick. And if the media would do their job, we would not be here. But they're complicit with the Democrats, the progressive liberals, because they are progressive liberal, and they don't want this conservative America First concept. They want the progressive liberal concept.
You hit the nail on the head, as you always do, Dan.
Well,
you should be a carpenter. If the media would do their job.
Exactly right. We say it all the time right here.
Yep. Put me in for Sweet Creek, and I'll be listening as always.
Wait, give me your month and day of birth.
7/22.
Did you get that, Joey?
Yes.
We're going to go to a quick break. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show.
Turn on. Tune in.
News Talk 93.1 FM.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not all electricians are created equal. Some are more interested in making money than doing what's right for the customer. Well, not so at Mr. Electric of Montgomery. At Mr. Electric, their goal is to provide a safe home for your family. You can trust the experts at Mr. Electric of Montgomery to explain any problem thoroughly, then take action to correct it in the most budget-friendly way possible. Mr. Electric offers upfront pricing, appointments on your schedule, and affordable financing options. When you have an electrical problem, don't put your home or family at risk. Call the licensed professionals at Mr. Electric of Montgomery, where
advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising attracts new customers and heightens your name recognition. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studios at a super cool radio station near you, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now here's your host, the money man with the money plan. It's David Ernest.
Hello, this is David Ernest inviting you to Folcarelli's Pizza every Thursday night starting at 6:30 p.m. And you will be able to sit down with me and Rusty and talk about anything you want to talk about. All you've got to say is the magic words, let's eat. Call me at 279-7431.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Show weekday evenings at 7 here on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
People talking, but they just don't know what's in my heart and why I love you so. I love you, baby, like a mine of love gold. Come on, sugar, let the good time roll.
The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228. Yeah, when we're playing these type of things, if you want to comment on them, feel free to call. It's that's no problem. We have the technological power to deal with this thing. Let's continue on here. This is kind of interesting.
You'll have a wall or a barrier, and then you won't. And what they do is they walk up, can't get through, they come in, and they eventually find an opening, and it's the openings where they come in. And we don't want to have the openings. We're going to have gates where they come in legally. But other than that, we don't want to have openings. And you'll see the crime rate in this country go way down. And we're already doing very well in terms of crime rate. But it's not being helped by what's going on. We could make it a lot better. So I appreciate it very much. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Kevin. Brandon?
Absolutely.
Mr. President, I came here and this big gentleman right here, he said he didn't like that 50 cal pointing at his head. He played football.
That's right.
He played football at the University of Missouri. I told him it wouldn't even put a dent in him. So.
That's right. He might be able to handle it.
He was the right person to put that in front of him. I appreciate the leadership that you've provided. I appreciate the access that you have given our Border Patrol agents to our leaders, like Secretary Nielsen. Nobody has ever come down and spoken to our agents as much as Secretary Nielsen has, and we appreciate that. We appreciate the leadership Commissioner McElhinney has provided and the access that you have allowed our agents with these individuals. I appreciate you having Senator Corner and Senator Cruz here with us today. These two individuals played such a huge role in getting Javier Vega's death declared as a line of duty death. Without their leadership, that wouldn't have happened, and I appreciate you allowing them to be here. From a personal experience as a Border Patrol agent, I can tell you what barriers do. I started my career in El Central, California 21 years ago. We had very few barriers. We had illegal border crossings that were out of control. It was the busiest sector at that time. We put up physical barriers and illegal border crossings dropped exponentially. I then went to Naco, Arizona. We were the busiest station at that time, 2004, 2005. We were arresting one small station. We were arresting over 100,000 illegal aliens per year at that station. We built physical barriers. It dropped from 100,000 down to 20,000. That's how physical barriers work. They work, and we appreciate the leadership that you're providing in order to get us those things that we need, such as personnel, technology, and the infrastructure, which is barriers. Thank you very much, Mr. President.
Thank you very much. And Brandon, it's been, you just sit here listening. It's like not a contest. There's no two sides or anything. And all they're doing is looking at 2020. And they figure they can't win. Maybe they can do this, or they can come up with some other issue. I can tell you about another couple of issues they're using, and because we've had great achievement. But I won't consider myself to have that great achievement unless we can straighten out your border. And we're working on it. And your son and your brother will not have died in vain. I can tell you that. They will not have died in vain. It's a very important purpose to all of this. Very important. Monty, I agree. That's a very uncomfortable position. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be in that chair, but you're a tough guy. You can handle it. Yes, please say a few words.
Mr. President, first thing I want to say is thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come down here and address the situation that we do live on a daily basis, not only us as ranchers or anything, but all the law enforcement agencies. Senator Cruz hit it right on the head whenever he said, you know, you got a backbone, and that's exactly why we elected you and wanted you in the White House, and we appreciate you not giving up on that. I grew up in the Rio Grande Valley, home, born and raised down here. My family's third generation down here. 15, 20 years ago, we didn't have this kind of problem. We had a great flow of illegal immigrants coming across, but those people were harmless, and they wanted to come over here for a better life and work. Unfortunately, it's not the same thing anymore. There's been many times where we'd be out on the ranch, or even at 3 o'clock in the morning, cold, drizzly, rainy night, have a family come up and beat on my back door or on the front porch. I go out there, and it's a family in distress. You know, we feed them, we water them, and they're asking for help. We're passionate people, and that's what we do. So we call for help, we get them over there, we feed them, clothe them, whatever we have to do. Unfortunately, a few times, we've also had a few young females come up that you could tell have been sexually assaulted. They were scared out of their mind. They get led around in the brush for 3 or 4 days and get disoriented on their direction and told by their coyotes that Houston's right there. This is where you want to go. These people paid $3,000 a piece to come across. It's everything that they could garnish up, you know, wage-wise, to pay these people. They walk them 10 miles across the border, walk them around in the brush, and disappear on them. They're lost. They're hopeless. They don't know what to do, so they give up, and they say, can you call Border Patrol for me? Border Patrol, my hat's off to you guys. I see how you work all the time. You're undermanned. The Sheriff Department, everybody. We got a great sheriff in Hidalgo County, and proud to call him my friend as well. Anytime that we've had any instances, I lost my father 5 years ago, and when that happened, there was a lot of traffic going on. I didn't live at the ranch at the time, but I would have to go out there every night. So I was a constant bother to the sheriff, I'm sure, and he was there to help me all the time. These guys, they're the Border Patrol right now, their hands are tied, and these immigrants, they know it. So they know that they get over here and they're going to get caught, but they're going to get let go. That's something that I think that really needs to be addressed. And yes, I agree with the wall. There's a lot of farmers and landowners that I do know that are on the river, and they're a little upset because of the eminent domain. That brings up a question there, as far as, you know, all the acreages they're losing with that wall. Maybe there's something that you can devise with those owners and say, hey, you know what? We don't want to drill right down through the middle of your property. Let's rearrange it and get a little closer to the river or something. And I think that would probably forego, and you'll see a lot more cooperation with that.
Okay. I think I agree with you. I think you're right, Monty.
Thank you, Mr. President. You.
And the laws are a big problem. You know, they call one catch and release. You catch them and you release them. You know, other countries, for the most part, you go into the country and they say, excuse me, these people, get out. You have to get out. Sorry. And nobody tries to get in because they know they can't. With us, we take them through court proceedings. We have to hire hundreds of judges. How do you get hundreds of judges? Hundreds of judges. You go through a proceeding. They check you in. Then they can't do the proceeding because there's 800,000 people now waiting. Think of it. 800,000 people. How ridiculous is this? If they set one foot on U.S. property, so to speak, they end up having to go to a trial. So they take the name and they say, you can go now, come back in 3 years, you have a trial. This is the United States law, by the way, and made worse by the Ninth Circuit. The Ninth Circuit is a disaster, made worse by the Ninth. If you go to the Ninth Circuit, if you're on the other side of what everybody in this room is all about, and frankly, what most of the people in the country are all about, it's almost like an automatic loss. It's like an automatic. They take a case to the Ninth Circuit that's nowhere near the Ninth Circuit. That has nothing to do with the Ninth Circuit. So we're bucking a bad system. And we're bucking a lot of things that are bad. And we're apprehending more people than ever apprehended before.
Let's take a little break here. Really, this is some good stuff, but we're going to get back into the show material here. It's going to be interesting to see how much of this is going to end up on ABC, NBC, or CBS. I bet maybe 2 minute story which will have a positive and a negative side to it. We'll be back right after this.
Come on, sugar, let the good time roll. Hey!
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Udell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by value pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned makes starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 5 days to return it for a full refund. 5 days to drive and decide. Need another reason to shop at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars? They're the area's largest buyer of used cars. Value pricing that can't be beat. 50 plus years of service to our community. A 5-day return policy. Credit options for everyone, and a huge inventory of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
Come see me, Tip James, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
Mileage restrictions apply. See dealer for details.
News. I'm Kathleen Maloney. President Trump has arrived in McAllen, Texas, on the southern border as the partial government shutdown is in its 20th day.
There is no reason why we can't come to a deal. But you have another side that doesn't care about border security.
And President Trump has canceled his trip to the World Economic Forum in Switzerland because of the partial government shutdown. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo reassuring allies in the Mideast that the U.S. is not completely withdrawing from Syria.
For our part, airstrikes in the region will continue as targets arise. We will keep working with our partners in the coalition to defeat ISIS. We will continue to hunt down terrorists who seek safe havens in Libya and in Yemen.
Pompeo speaking in Cairo, Egypt, also criticizing Iran for destabilizing the region, violating international agreements, and supporting terrorism. This is Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Gulf Coast Supply, the most trusted name in metal roofing solutions. Call them today at 694-6695.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a chilly forecast today, but no Arctic air in our immediate future. Today, sunshine with a high temperature right around 50. North winds not as strong today, 6 to 12 miles per hour. Clear, cold tonight. Another freeze. Low temperature by dawn. We'll say 28 to 30. Tomorrow, a good bit of sunshine. Friday's high around 54. Becoming cloudy tomorrow night, low 38. Then showers become likely Saturday, especially Saturday afternoon, Saturday evening, Saturday night. And high temperature in the middle 50s on Saturday. Upper 50s on Sunday, maybe a leftover shower somewhere in the area Sunday, then windy and colder as we start the new week on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Hey, Montgomery, this is attorney Saj Grubbs inviting you to our free estate planning workshop, Wills versus Trust, on January 22nd and 25th. Call 649-4911 to register.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
This is where we are. A caller, I think it was Rick, had said something about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, now affectionately known as AOC. She made a statement that was with Rachel Maddow. You guys aren't going to believe this. Top one. Alexandria, there you go.
Let me just start by getting your top line reaction to the president's speech tonight. You have never been a member of Congress while the government wasn't shut down. So obviously this is a strange circumstance for you and your colleagues in the freshman class to be taking your first steps.
Yeah, absolutely. I cannot tell you the amount of dysfunction that this president is advancing. We now have over 100 new members of this freshman class. I cannot even get laptops to my caseworkers on the ground in the Bronx and Queens so they can process the needs of our constituents. We can't get mortgage applicants, you know, we cannot get their casework started because we can't even get laptops in the hands of our district offices because the president has decided to hold the paychecks of everyday Americans hostage so that he can fulfill a campaign I don't even want to call it a promise, a campaign fantasy that the vast majority of Americans disapprove of. And not only that, but in the actual address, there was falsehood after falsehood. And we have to make sure that we get our facts straight. Everyday immigrants commit crimes at a far lower rate than native-born Americans. And not only that, but the women and children on that border that are trying to seek refuge and seek opportunity in the United States of America with nothing but the shirt on their backs are acting more American than any person who seeks to keep them out ever will be.
I can't believe she said that. There's just one opportunity out here. Well, okay, then come to the country legally. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing fantabulous.
Good.
Very nice day out here. Just driving back from a little old house at the lake. A little high-end cabin.
Ooh.
On the deep side of County Road 34 corridor.
Oh, wow.
Up around Paces Point. You know, yeah, we definitely need to hear what Cortez has to say about it. This little dimwit. I can't go without getting some input from her vast encyclopedic knowledge base there. we just have got to have her wisdom on it. So, you know, Dan, this is so funny. The Democrats know, the media knows what baloney that they're trying to put out. You know, they know how stupid their position is. It's not about that. It's not about how it. You know, the Democrats and the mainstream media, what they're doing is they're trying to create an alternate reality. They've been used to being able to do it for a very long time. It's not working anymore nearly as much as it used to, and probably maybe not at all for most people. But they're still trying, you know. So let me break it down like this. Here's what I think. They've got two things that they're interested in doing right now. They're interested in stopping Trump by all means possible. They're focused on that. But the other thing that's kind of interesting here is this government shutdown business. They've have successfully been able to shut down government or threaten to shut down government and blame the Republicans for it for 30 years. They're the ones that did it, but they've been able to either do it or threaten it and put it onto the Republicans because the Republicans are such weenies. Trump is snatching that shutdown stick out of their hands and beating them about the head and shoulders with it.
So you think that he's winning?
I do think he's winning.
Do you think he's winning in public opinion?
I don't know. But I tell you what, the more this goes on, the more it's going to be obvious to anybody with a half a brain. Even Cher, even airheaded Cher, decided that she has become enlightened here and told the Democrats not to die on the wall, which they're going to do. I couldn't believe it, but Cher's got a clue, you know. She really is taking, you know, the Democrats to task over, look, this is not the place you want to really die on here, but they're doing it. I do believe that he's going to win public opinion in the, you know, not maybe not in the short term, but the longer it goes on, the more even the Democrats are going to have to come around to say, look, this is ridiculous. We've got to go ahead and provide security. Because you're talking about an essential element of government, you know, and who are you speaking to? Every mother with a child on God's green earth, and especially here in the United States. Uh-oh, safety and security, that is a meat and potatoes issue, and I think he can carry it to the bank then. Where am I wrong?
Well, the only way you're going to be able to carry it to the bank is that if how the networks are handling this, because you got to remember, they only know what they know, and if they're only watching ABC, NBC, and CBS, then there's a lot of stuff they don't know.
That's right. You know, we've gone over this well-tilled soil before. But Trump has a way of getting around that, and he is getting around it. Tweets, he's using the bully pulpit, he's getting the rest of the Republicans on board in some big ways. And you know what, that little meeting that they had the other day up at the White House, now, I mean, I believe Trump was sincere about wanting to go ahead and get a deal done, don't get me wrong. But I tell you what, who else that was for? It was for weak and wobbly-kneed Republicans to see what Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer would do. That would, any time that happened, that kind of steals the resolve of people like Susan Collins, because they think they can still get along with these people. They can't. It's either the Democrats' way or the highway. It has been for a long, long time. And, you know, now you got a president, though, that's saying, no, enough of that. When they lose the power of that shutdown stick that they've been carrying around, they know. In fact, Shifty Schiff made a comment, I believe, yesterday about that very thing. It's about using that shutdown stick. if we can't use that anymore, that's going to set a bad precedent. So they're defending a lot of different things with this particular stance that they're taking, as ridiculous as it is. And I believe that this is going to be another Trump win in the end. I don't believe that this has been well thought out by the Democrats as a point to really stick themselves with here. So anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that it'll go ahead and happen sooner the better.
I appreciate the telephone call, Papa Bear. I wish you have a wonderful day and a safe drive back.
You too.
Thanks. Let's go to our good friend Old Navy. Old Navy, welcome aboard.
Thank you, Dan. I just wanted to lighten things up a little bit. I had to go visit a friend in the hospital there at the Baptist East. And on my way back, my truck just followed its way down to Perry Hill Road and stopped in at Fresh Market. Did you know they have their wonderful beef tenderloins for $9.99 a pound?
I do, and let me tell you something, that's a bargain. They also had, did you see those bone-in ribeyes?
I did, but I'm a filet guy. So,
oh, okay.
So I went with stuck with the filets.
That is good. So what did you get them to cut it for you and wrap it up tight up? Did you
of
do it
course.
In two, one that you freeze and one that you can eat?
Yes.
Yeah, you and I are just right off the same playbook, buddy.
Yep, I'm learning from the best.
No, I don't know about that, but...
Have a great day.
Thanks, Old Navy. Old Navy, another satisfied Fresh Market customer. I tell you what, that day I took him over there and he got those New York strips when we bought he bought a whole and I bought a half. And I tell you, those steaks were absolutely spectacular. Let's go to the phones and go to Mike. Mike, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Thursday.
Hey, how you guys doing, man? I want to switch it up a little bit. I want to say I'm about tired of winning right now.
Uh-oh.
I'm about tired of winning right now because I think everybody needs to look at their self right now, because if we really wanted the wall, why didn't we get it when we had the House, the Senate, and Trump?
So because you needed 60 votes in the Senate.
I think he would have got that.
No, he wouldn't have gotten that. That's why Mitch McConnell didn't bring it to the floor, because they didn't come up with the votes. You needed to have 9 Democrats.
I believe we would have got it for border security. And isn't it like already 600, 700 miles of border that needs to be fixed right now?
Well, there's right. 700 in the 2006 National Security Act.
I believe everybody would have went for it. I mean, everybody wants border security, but it's like every time we get to talking about this and that, we always got to talk about the winning. You know, it's like, I'm tired of the winning. And it's like, if we don't come together... China, Iran, North Korea, they're getting together right now. They're laughing at us. And everybody's going to be like, we won, you know. But we're going to lose. So just everybody needs to just check their own stuff right now and stop trying to win so much and do the right thing. That's all I got to say.
Mike, thanks for the telephone call.
There's some wisdom in that.
272-9228. Let me see here. Former Obama and Bush drug czar is going to be talking about the border. This is kind of a piece together piece versus the actual interview. The interview was a little draggy here.
How can you say that the historic levels of death are not a problem? I mean, that's just insane. You can't win this strategically unless you change the battlefield. The battlefield requires fixed barriers. We're losing this because of time and distance. The wall changes time and distance. We don't need to post people 24/7, and we control areas that we can then sort and protect Americans.
So he was talking about the drug traffic that was coming through and that you need a wall. That's a former Obama and Bush drug czar that you were just hearing from. Excuse me. Let's go to the Trump proposed border wall dividing Texans. This is CBS kind of taking one part of the story. But notice they don't do people that are for it.
Maria Villarreal is also in Hidalgo speaking to people on both sides of the border wall debate.
The wall that they're planning to build right here in Texas would not only divide the land, but potentially divide the people that are living here. On one side of this debate, we spoke with a Border Patrol agent that's working without getting paid because of the shutdown and says he supports the president's plan. On the other side is a family that lives along the river. They say they are planning to fight the government to keep a wall just like this from ripping through their land.
See the little building over there with a tin roof?
Right.
All the way up to there.
Baudelia Rodriguez grew up on this property her grandmother bought more than 60 years ago. It sits right along the Rio Grande.
That's Mexico right across. I mean, we saw people coming over. It was people that were good people. It was people that were seeking asylum for their children.
But now the roughly 64-acre stretch of land could soon be in the path of President Trump's border wall.
Who is this?
Border Patrol.
And that's pretty regular, huh?
That's pretty regular now.
Her brother and sister now own the land. They rent some of the property to tenants who built small houses and trailers here.
Now with 65 acres, I have tenants that pay me on a yearly basis. You know?
That's how you make your income. That's
yes,
you.
Right.
The family fears the wall will drive them away.
It's very frustrating.
Why?
Because they'll lose everything.
I'll lose everything? Hit the second part of this thing again. It's the way they pull the story together, the way they pull it. If it's something on Trump, it's the negative part of it. Something like this, then they're sitting there talking about how negative the wall is going to be. Versus, could they not find anybody that thought the wall was a really, really, really good idea?
The family's property is located within a 104-mile stretch of land where the government is planning to build a wall. The government could use a process known as eminent domain to seize the land with compensation from private owners like Rodriguez's brother. He argues the wall won't stop people from illegally crossing.
It won't help. People still, you know, they're desperate.
Yeah.
When you're desperate, you'll do anything.
We need border security. We do. And part of that border security is a barrier.
Chris Cabrera is a 17-year Border Patrol veteran who's on the front lines working without pay and supports President Trump's wall.
Anytime you build anything in the United States, when you build a highway, it goes through people's land. I mean, that's just how it works.
The Texas Civil Rights Project is representing this family and others trying to fight the government. Neighbors have received an offer from the government so far, but this family has not. They say it doesn't matter because even if they did, they would not take it because it means splitting apart their family's history.
You know, there's a whole country out there. It's not just you guys. There's a whole bunch of 330 more million people out there. News 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back right after this.
The Dan Morris Show. Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
The River Region's first and only News talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Hey, boys and girls, let's get some calls here. Let's go to Smokin' Otis. Hey, Smokin' Otis.
Hey, good afternoon, Dan, Joey. How are y'all this afternoon?
We're good, and how are you, my friend?
Man, I'm making it. I had a little stint in the hospital. Dan, been off the air for a little while. But,
what was the issue?
Well, I had a hernia I had to get taken care of.
Ooh.
Yeah, it kind of set you back a little bit.
How long was your recovery time?
6 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Tom,
those things are tough.
They really are.
Anyway, Dan, I just want to call and, you know, these people you just put on there that has property down there, and they don't want the fence to come across because they have tenants on there. Now, I would like to know how many of those tenants are legal citizens.
Ooh, that's a good question.
You know, I mean,
that's a real good question. That.
I mean, they're right there on the border. I mean, it just makes me kind of wonder a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but they don't tell the whole story. They just say, oh, well, these poor people down there are going to get their land ripped apart and all this. Well, that may just be a harbor for people crossing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't know. They don't tell the whole story to us. So I'm just curious about that. And one other curiosity I have.
Sure.
Where does Doug Jones stand on this issue?
He thinks that the wall is not needed and ineffective.
Typical Democratic response, I guess. Okay, just kind of curious. You think you could throw me in that drawing this week, then?
Absolutely, Smokin' Otis. Give me your month and day of birth, my friend.
Yes, sir. 5/10.
You got it, buddy.
I appreciate y'all, man. Y'all keep up the good work, don't you, Dan?
We're going to keep trying and keep doing it until we get it right. Thanks.
Yes.
Let me see clips here so I can see what I've got left here that I want to use. We'll do that apps tracking story a little bit later on. Let's do Judge Napolitano talking about Rosenstein's departure. This is interesting.
Donald Trump is facing tonight as he thinks about firing Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein.
Will he try to punish or even fire Rosenstein?
A lot of people thought Rosenstein was going to get fired.
After the midterms, Rod Rosenstein is on his way out.
If Rod Rosenstein is fired, too.
We all thought that the Deputy Attorney General might be fired by the president.
Judge, you
please
know,
react.
Well, my reaction is that a lot of us thought that Rod Rosenstein was going to be fired.
Yeah.
Remember when it was leaked?
Jeff Sessions and he.
Correct. Remember when it was leaked that he threatened to tape the president and trap the president to saying something absurd and then try and get the vice president and the cabinet to trigger the 25th Amendment, which would have temporarily removed the president, and then he denied it, and then somebody in the room said, no, it wasn't a joke, he meant it seriously, we thought he was going to be fired then. He now is leaving of his own volition, sort of. Does he like this job? He runs a business of 100,000 people. He's got an FBI escort. He's got a private jet at his disposal.
So he loves it.
Right. He's got a lot of power in his hands. But his new boss said to President Trump, you want me to be your AG? This is Bill Barr now. I will. I got to put my own people in there. I like Rod Rosenstein, but I want my own person. When Jeff Sessions' Justice Department was put together, he had five people who never met each other, put in a room, and President Trump said, now go run the Justice Department. Bill Barr wants to bring in people that he knows.
Which makes sense.
Absolutely. Perfectly normal.
Okay, so they're perfectly normal. But then there's a little twist that happens to this. Let's continue.
At least that's the way this was until 6 o'clock last night. At 6 o'clock last night, Rod Rosenstein's people leaked to NBC. Well, he may not be leaving as soon as Bill Barr gets here. Bill Barr may want him to stay on until Bob Mueller is done. Until Bob Mueller is done. That will take at least a year and maybe into 2020.
Well, Bob Barr didn't like that.
This is what NBC reported.
Why do you think
our colleagues at CNN picked it up? It hasn't been denied. But knowing Attorney General nominee Barr, my view is he wants his own people in there.
Of course.
And he's going to get his own people.
Why do you think the Mueller investigation is not going to wrap up for another year? Because we had an expert on yesterday, Jonathan Turley, was saying this is probably an indication that it's wrapping up. Mueller's team is wrapping up.
I have great respect for Professor Turley, and he's actually closer to this than I am. But, you know, we all have different sources. And I have come to the view that Mueller keeps finding things and keeps wanting to get information from people. Why did they indict the Russian lawyer? Unless they can get, Russia doesn't extradite their citizens to the U.S., but maybe some deal will come about where they can get information from her. That means there's still some
rabbit. But that was done by the New York Attorney General.
Referred by Mueller. So, they're all working together. I don't think the Mueller thing is going to come to an end quickly. I know everybody wants it to. I also don't think the report is going to come out at one time and in one report. I think there's going to be various reports, all of which will go to Bill Barr, and he'll decide what to do. He told Senator Graham yesterday he's going to err on the side of transparency, meaning if he can't decide whether or not to release something, he's going to release it.
Also, adding to a story here, Michael Cohen is going to be testifying before Congress, and it looks like it's going to be open door session. This is the last little piece that is kind of short, but he's going to be talking about Rudy, and he's going to kind of lay out what Rudy's Giuliani's role is for Trump, and I think he's spot on this.
But that's ultimately, the point of the whole segment was Rod Rosenstein. It sounded like he was going to get canned. Nope, didn't happen.
Correct.
And lastly, Rudy Giuliani said, Mueller has not contacted us since before the new year, December, and I am not, we are not cooperating, we're done, we're not answering any more questions.
You know, I'm smiling because I talk to Rudy a lot. So let me be very fair. Rudy has two roles. One is to negotiate for the president in private with Mueller. The other is to establish a baseline with the public so that if Mueller does something adverse to the president, the public will reject it.
And I think that's exactly right. I think that's exactly what he's doing. And he just keeps out there and pawing it. And that's, and Rudy's really good at it. It's amazing the number of people who say Rudy Giuliani is a great attorney. And I'm talking about whether it's a U.S. former U.S. attorney, whether it's Jason Napolitano. I haven't heard anybody other than Joe Scarborough criticize him. But we'll know in the fullness of time. This hour has been brought to you by Jack Ingram, Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky, but not at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Go by and see Tip Tames, David Ingram, the whole gang, Lynn, Eric, Danielle. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. I have had so many people within my own family buying used cars from them, and they have all been great. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener, how much you appreciate it. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show today.
TGIF tomorrow, big guy.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back tomorrow at 12 o'clock and keep doing it until I get it right. Greg Bedell the Great, he's next. Adios.